हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मी सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातो ओम शांति 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 ओम सदाशिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः दि दृक् दृश्य विवेक ऑथर प्रेजेंटेड दि फर्स्ट टॉपिक इन द बुक दि इंडिविजुअल And he presented individual as a composite of 5 plus 1 plus 1 of the lights. 5 jyotishaha, pancha jyotish, 5 lights, then jyotisham jyotihi mind, paranjyotihi sakshi, isn't it? And paranjyotihi is the absolute light, illuminator. And other lights are relative lights. And Paranjyotihi is the light which is not lit up by any other light. This is an individual, we saw. And thereafter, how these Paranjyotihi, Jyotisham Jyotihi and Jyotishaha, 5 senses and the mind and the Sakshi are there. The functions, now how their illuminators, what are all illumined by them, all those things are presented till the 6th verse, and thereafter, and author presented the important topic he presented actually from the 13th to the 21st, samsara and its cause. Now the remedy for the samsara, removal of the samsara, solution for the removal of the samsara. And in that context, he talked about how Avarna Shakti covers the difference internally, externally, the difference between Drik and Drishyam, Sakshi and the mind inside, and externally, Brahman and the Namarupa. And how the Shastra Shravana Mananam Nidhyasanam, when they are done, and what he doesn't talk about Shravana Mananam Nidhyasanam, it is implied, understood. When the Shravana Mananam are done, and naturally the Nidhyasanam also is done, and the covering goes, difference becomes very clear. Difference between Atma and Atma becomes very clear. And difference between Brahman and Namarupa becomes very clear. Thereby, the covering, whatever the problems caused by samsara, caused by the ignorance, will be removed. Samsara also goes. One becomes free. That's the main topic of Drik Drishya Viveka. That is discussed till the 13th to the 21st. And thereafter, we are doing the third topic of this book, Nididhyasanam, contemplation. And here, while the teacher is presenting Nididhyasanam, he expects us to have already done some Shravanam and some Mananam. He thinks that we have all done some Shravanam and Mananam. Even if we have not done, doesn't matter. Let us understand what is Nididhyasanam here. We will do more Shravanam after finishing this text. Isn't it? And he presents Nididhyasanam as sixfold samadhis, six types of samadhi. And how, what are they? And those types samadhi, actually he says, there is antara samadhi and bahya samadhi. I think you have all got the chart now. I saw the chart. Yeah, very good.
Is it correct?
Yeah, yeah. That's good. There is antara, but still needs some, I mean, of course, explain, but at least some chart is correct. Chart is fine. Antara samadhi and bahya samadhi. Now, antara samadhi is first you have to understand very clearly. Then we'll go to bahya. It's not difficult. That antara samadhi, he said three antara samadhis are there. What are they? Savikalpaha and nirvikalpaha. Okay, savikalpa samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi. And savikalpaha is of twofold. What is this? Drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi and shabda anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. So you can say antara drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi, antara shabda anuviddha savikalpa samadhi, antara nirvikalpa samadhi. Three. Same way we had to use the word bahya, just only change bahya there. Bahya drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi, shabd, bahya shabda anuviddha savikalpa samadhi, then bahya nirvikalpa samadhi. That's all. It sounds big, really speaking, nothing, very simple. And antara drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. First, before going to that, understand the very meaning of the word samadhi. Adhiyate, siddhiyate, adhiyate, samadhiyate, asminiti samadhi. Now, attention being fixed or focus being fixed, attention, okay, being placed, you know, on something is called samadhi. So, having focused attention on something, a given thing, is samadhi. Now, that's why we can say what now? Absorption of the mind. Absorption of the mind means what? Mind is absorbed in something. Means what? Attention is fixed in something. Isn't it? For attention, focus is on one given thing. We can say, this is mind remaining absorbed, or at absorption of the mind. Attention remaining, you know, attention being focused on one thing, placed on something. It's called samadhi. That is why samadhi na nangu murumayaha nangu gavanam nirthapurudal. Okay, that's the Tamil meaning. So attention being focused in samadhi. So that's why any meditation also we can say, if when you meditate upon something also, that meditation also can, when you focus attention on given thing, that also can result in what? Samadhi of that given thing. But what is that where the attention remains absorbed? That makes the difference. Okay? Suppose attention remains absorbed, suppose when you are practicing meditation, and that meditation also, you are practicing meditation means you every day regularly practice meditation. You try to focus attention on a given thing. Then that practice of meditation also will result in samadhi. Isn't it? One day attention will remain absorbed in that given thing. There, isn't it? That then we have experience. There, all the thoughts will be dropped. Isn't it? Then you'll have experience. Dual experience and non-dual experience. But still, that experience happens to be experience. It will be subject to go away. Isn't it? Then there, you are, we can say, when you are not in samadhi, you are thoughtfully ignorant. In samadhi, such meditation results in experience, samadhi experience when you get, as a result of practice of meditation, if you get samadhi, there you will be thoughtlessly ignorant. Okay, now, thoughtfully ignorant. If you are not practicing meditation, if you do not have the experience of samadhi, you are thoughtfully ignorant. And you practice meditation, as a result of practice of serious meditation, when all the thoughts will be dropped one day, then it will be what? It will be like a sleep. You thoughtlessly will be ignorant. That is the, because that's the experience. That's samadhi, isn't it? But here our author talks about, don't get confused with this samadhi and that samadhi. That's why I wanted to make it very clear. And samadhi, anyway, absorption of the mind. How to, absorption of the mind means, not that mind should get stuck there itself. Isn't it? So, the absorption of the mind in the nature of one's own swarupam, thereby having that vision, everlasting vision of the vision of one's own swarupam, one's own nature being limitlessness, fullness, isn't it? That is the fruit. Thereby, that's how one becomes emotionally free. That knowledge alone will result in what? Freedom from emotional dependence and then emotionally being shattered and all that. That's a different thing. So here, so antara drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi. Here you have to remember the example here. I want you to know the meanings first. Antara means inside, internal. So now we don't need to worry about anything in antara drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi. When you talk about antara samadhi, when you are taking for understanding, let us forget about everything external. We need only two things here. What is that? Sakshi and mind. And how, for that, you have to understand first the example. Remember the example I gave in the class. Light is the example always given because by the same author in some other text. I think, you know, in Panchadashi the same example is given. So we use that example, we remember that example to understand this here. See, when you walk into a big hall, auditorium, and there is a beautiful stage, big stage, and on that stage you see light. You don't see the light, okay? There is light. And before the screen, the screen is put, before they start everything, all the people come and sit there, the entire auditorium is kept dark, with the light music, and that stage alone, it was bright with the lights. And there, no setting is there, no actor is found, not even mics are shown, nothing is there, just the stage, the empty space with the light. When we go and sit there, and what happened, when is the play beginning, nothing is there on the stage, no setting, nobody is there, nothing is there, we say. And after, then they announce the play will begin in 10 minutes. And you get ready and you are watching, and slowly, 2 seconds, they put the curtain, they make the setup ready, then in 2 minutes time, the actors come. So scene 1, scene 2, curtain, scene 3, like that the play goes on, you watch. And in every scene, few characters come and go, and more characters come and go, And everything is over, and then all the actors who came in, all the characters of the entire play, with the hero, all of them, and 15-20 people come to the stage, they all stand together. In India, there's a habit, okay, they'll do namaskaram to you and go. And you see, then you see the setting are there, mics are there, all the people are there, and then you, people come and go, you see. Then what happened? And when they did namaskaram to you, when they used to show some national anthem or something, and after all the, they'll all disperse, they'll go away, and they put this thing, again they'll open the curtain, nothing will be there. Again you ask, who's there now? A play is over. What is there? What do you see there? Nothing. Nobody is there. Everything has been removed. Nothing is there. Isn't it? In fact, there is one thing you miss out, which does not come, which does not go, which is always there with every character that is there, every object that is there. With the inert mind, that is, with the live person who comes and acts and speaks and cries and then, you know, weeps and then laughs and goes, the, all of them, that light is there. But we never say, light alone is there. Never is our answer, light alone is there. Why can't we say, what is there on the stage? Why can't we say, light alone is there? Why should we say, nobody is there, nothing is there, everything? Because our tendency, isn't it? We are not able to say that because we never pay attention to the light. No, light is one. Light is subtle. Light is all pervasive. Light does not come and go. Light does not change. Isn't it? Does not change, does not come and go. And then it is permanent there. It is the same. It's also all pervasive. Light is there before the characters came. Light is there when the characters are there. That is the why you are able to see the characters being there. And after the characters have gone also, then you were able to say nothing is there on the stage, nobody is there on the stage, all the actors have gone back. That you are able to say because of the light. If the light wasn't there at all, isn't it? You wouldn't have been able to see any actor or anything which is on the stage. Even the absence of people or the presence of people, movements of people, actions of people, nothing you would have noticed, nothing would have been seen if the light wasn't there. Light is such an important thing. Light is that which made the whole play possible, in fact. Without light in darkness, what can you say? What can you see? What can you talk about? Isn't it? If light is not there, nothing can be seen. You have my example, okay? Salu, borrowed from the same author. That means light is thing, one thing, isn't it? What about the people? People are many. The character, the people who enacted in the play are many. They come, go. They come and go. They are not there always. They are many. They move. You know. And they are all the characters, the living beings, the living live human beings and the non-living things, the setting which was there, all of them were dependent on the light to come to light. Whereas light wasn't dependent on the characters. Light was independent. Light was one. Light was unmoving. Light was unchanging. Isn't it? Light was, light is, light still continues to be. Light doesn't come and go. Is it clear now? So there are two entities you see. So when you experiencing the whole play, you know, without saying what goes with that is, you experience the light throughout. Throughout experience the light. Light and the play. light and the characters, light and the setting, light and the stage. Do you get that point now? But what we do not see the light and we do not even consider the existence of light, but for whose existence the very play would have been impossible. Isn't it? That is because, I told you in the class earlier, human mind cannot be attracted or tempted or cannot be held by something which is one uniform and unchanging. So we have to understand that we do not pay attention to that. The same way we have another thing, Akasha Upasanam also is there in some other Upanishad. I have to tell you, when you say what is there, leave the light now. We can always say what is there means we never say space alone is. Nothing is there. That's the answer. What is there? Who is there? Nothing is there. Why do we say nothing is there? Space alone is there, if you say, it implies no other person is there, nobody else is there, no other object is there, just the vacant space is there. But we don't say that, because space also does not hold our attention, does not grab our attention, cannot really trap our attention, because it is one uniform, unmoving, formless. Isn't it? There's no variety, colorful, isn't it? Therefore, we are not attracted. Therefore, that is why we never say space alone is there, also is the right answer. What is more right answer? What is there outside? No? Are there any, is there anybody standing and talking outside? You can say no. But what is there? Even if all the plants are not there, what will you say? Even then you can never say nothing is there. Space alone is there is the more right answer. Our light is there, space is there is the more right answer. We never say that. Of course, our answer is not wrong answer. But what is more right answer? Isn't it? What is more right? Nobody is there outside. It's the right answer. But still, what is more right? Isn't it? Similarly, that means this is what, so when you say nobody is there, then somebody has to come and say, you can never say that, you are wrong to say nobody is on the stage, still there is space, still there is light, isn't it? Light alone is there. Even we don't want to mention, because what is that? Light, you can say. Light alone is there. Because you have to, this is how, then again when the next play begins, when the characters come, you see the characters, the people who are enacting there, then along with the actor, with the every actor, the actors are different, but what is one thing common? The experience of every actor, also along with that, what is experienced invariably is the light. Because we never experience pure light. We are not able to experience the pure light. So first what we do, to know what pure light is, what is that substance called light, without which opaque object cannot have existence at all, cannot come to light at all, cannot shine at all, isn't it? That is light. To know what is that light, isn't it? You have to use the character, all the people who act there on the stage, as what now? As the reflecting medium. First to show them, from there you have to, what is that, because of the presence of which every, the dress color, different colors of the dress worn by the different actors, also you see, what is that, because you are able to see the light, isn't it? Able to see the characters, then that is how from the character, from the actor, attention is taken to show the actor, use the actors and the things on the setting on the stage as, isn't it, as an aid, as support, using which, like a ladder, okay, and you go to what now? You see the light. Is it clear now? Use the light. Then when you see, first you don't see the light, you see only the actors. Oh, all the actors are there now. Do you see anything else? No, no, I see only three actors. One is talking, one is crying, one is lying down. Yes, you see the three people are on the stage, first scene. You do see anything else? Oh, no. That is, no, not only three. See the light, main thing, you don't miss it out. This is what now. So when you do not, first you do not see the light, you see the characters, actors, three actors. And from the three actors, your attention is taken to what? Light. Now you are experiencing both. You are seeing what? Both. Your attention is placed on both actor and the light, because of which the actor is seen. Is it clear now? This similarly. And thereafter, you have to say what now? And what is, this is the first step. And thereafter, after this is called first Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samasaha. Using the actor as an aid, focusing the light, isn't it? Together is what now? Now placing the attention of the mind on light, shifting it from the actor to the light, and see along with the light, actor is called what? Drishya Anuvidha, not Drishya Anuvidha, I mean externally, isn't it? It's called light samadhi. Okay, light Anuvidha, I mean, you can say now, actor Anuvidha light samadhi. What is that now? Actor Anuvidha light samadhi. Actor Anuvidha, actor associated light. Which light you are focusing on? Actor Anuvidha samadhi, light samadhi. Is it clear now? Actor Anuvidha light means what? Actor Anuvidha light means act associated light. Light associated with the actor. So, you see, now attention remains, you know, attention is focused. You place the focus, you place attention of the mind on the light, taking it from the actor and seeing both together. It's called what? Light Anuvidha, actor Anuvidha light samadhi. Sorry. Actor Anuvidha light samadhi. Purunjada, is it clear now? Actor Anuvidha light samadhi, is it clear? This is example, okay? Actor Anuvidha light samadhi. Same way, you are asked to do something here inside. What is that? Our, isn't it? Okay, if I finish example, then you come to the thing. After that, then you compare both. Now you start analyzing the nature, characteristic features of the light and the opaque being, opaque forms which are seen on the stage. Okay? Now what you do? Use the opaque form, arrived at the light, you see both, that is first stage of samadhi. Okay, now first stage of samadhi. The second samadhi is what now? The second samadhi is, now you compare and see the, you start analyzing the characteristic features of the light and the opaque object. Okay, that means what? You want to more dwell upon the light. You see the light, then you dwell upon the light. What do you say now? Oh, light is independent, self-revealing. Light is not dependent on the opaque objects to come to light. Light is self-revealing, self-effulgent. Light does not depend upon the opaque object to come to light. I see the light, no? And light is all pervasive. Light is one. Actors are many. Things are many. And light does not come and go. Actors come and go in the light. Actors are dependent. Light is independent. And the light is untainted, untouched, clean, pure. People cry unhappily. Light does not cry. And people are so laugh. Light does not laugh. Light does not become, light doesn't become unhappy, light doesn't become happy, light doesn't become, no, emotional, light doesn't become anything. No, then they throw it to upon the dirt upon each other on the, in the play, and nothing, the light does not get dirty. Isn't it? So light become what now? Shuddha, Purnaha, and with reference to, okay? Now, actor, anuvidda, light, samadhi, we are analyzing after that. First stage samadhi is over. The second stage of samadhi, you understand the nature of the light. First you didn't even see the light. You have to see the light. And thereafter you analyze the nature of the light. Isn't it? You see the nature of the light. And you see both, you compare and study. This is also dwelling. Now where is your mind? Tell me when you are doing this. Mind is still, attention is still placed where? Light only. And it's called dwelling. Okay? You're constantly dwelling upon the light. Nature of the light. What is the nature of the other opaque things, opaque forms on the stage? Ekam nityam na svatantram sarvagatam purnam shuddham. Isn't it? You understand all about light. And what about the other characters? No, not ekam bahu, dependent, come and go. They're not permanent. Isn't it? And light is all pervasive. They're all what? No, spatially limited. They come. So all the differences you find out. And thereafter, this is the second stage of samadhi. How do you know all about light? You have heard elsewhere. Nature of light you have heard about elsewhere. Okay? Nature of light is that which lights up everything. Isn't it? All the words. Then you see the meaning of the words. There are some words which reveal the nature of the light. And you dwell upon the meaning of those words. And you see the light. Light being the meaning of those words. This is second called Shabda Anuvidda Light Samadhi. There are words which describe the light. And you connect those, see the meaning of those words, connect the meaning of those words with the vastu you are focusing. Then also what now? You dwell upon the nature of the light. That's called Shabda means word. Isn't it? Shabda anuvidda means the word associated. So meaning of the word, you see the meaning of the words you have heard elsewhere. Now you connect the meaning of those words which reveal the nature of the light here. It's called Shabda anuvidda light samadhi. And after that, what do? Then you see five aspects. Verse number 20 you have to remember. Isn't it? Astibhati priyam rupam nama chetyam. Astibhati priyam rupam nama chetyam shapanchakam. Adyatrayam brahma rupam jagadrupam tatodvayam. So astibhati priyam. Three belong to Brahman. No, other two belong to that, remember, like that. You have to see what now, what is, what shines, and what is priyam, that belongs, then you dwell upon, you see that, then you separate cognitively, you separate light and the things, and you just you leave the namarupa, the opaque forms, then you focus attention only on the light. This is the light. This is the light. This is the light. This is the light. Okay? Then what happened of now? All those opaque forms are dropped. Light alone is focused. This is the Nirvikalpa Samadhi of the light. Light Nirvikalpa Samadhi. There, Nirvikalpa means what? Vikalpaha means division. Okay? And then Savikalpaha means with the division. Okay? And then Nirvikalpa means divisionless. But this only example, don't take it very seriously. Example won't give you any clarity. From the example, I want to take you to the actual Samadhi Abhyasa Nididhyasanam. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Isn't it? Now we have to cut like that. Now take your mind. Your Antahkaranam is like the stage. Okay, Antahkaranam is like what? The stage. And there, many vrittis come and go. Okay, who come and go? Vrittis come and go. Vrittis means what? Vrittayaha come and go. Like the actors come and go, every scene, vrittis come and go. Isn't it? Inside, thoughts. What are the actors are like what? Now the thoughts are like the actors. Mind is like the stage. And the thoughts come and go. Is it clear now? So thoughts come and go. And what are all the thoughts come there? I am. First vritti comes, okay? I am. First vritti comes and acts there. Then you are. That is. This is. Isn't it? It's all vrittis only. First cognitions. That cognition, this cognition, I cognition. Isn't it? All the thoughts come. Then I like it. Isn't it? Then I like it. So raga vritti. Raga akara vritti. Thought vrittis come. In which, what form the vrittis come? What is the form? What form the vrittis come? In what form the thoughts come? Isn't it? In the form of a self-consciousness. I, is. Then ragaha, raga akara vritti comes. Then dvesha, no I don't like it. Dvesha akara vritti comes. Ragaha, dveshaha, raga akara vritti, dvesha akara vritti, desire kama akara vritti, krodha akara, anger akara vritti, no, jealousy akara vritti, asuya akara vritti, then jnana akara, that is the cognition akara vritti, so many things, isn't it? Vrittis. And then light akara vritti, then you can say about all this, seeing for akara vritti, we can say that see, all this which are perceived externally, all the vrittis, so many cognitions no, come there, vrittis come. And pain akara vritti, discomfort akara vritti, confusion akara vritti, pleasure akara vritti, isn't it? Different vrittis come, all actors. And sometimes stage looks nice, sometimes stage doesn't look nice. And all these vrittis, then the question comes, we had it also, no? All these vrittis, what about these vrittis? No? These vrittis come and go, come and go, come and go. That's fine. But these vrittis are all inert. Look at this. All the vrittis together form what now? The mind, isn't it? So all the vrittis come and go, they're all inert. We know very well the material products. They're inert, they're sentient, they're not conscious. And they cannot even shine. They cannot even shine because they're inert. But now they're shining. You are able to say desire is, anger is. You are able to say that. That means what? You say desire is, anger is means they are shining. All these inert, insentient vrittis shine. Not only they shine, they also what now? their cognitions of so many external things also, vrittis of external things also are there now. Cognitions of external things are also there. Those also, vrittis also shine. Oh, look at this light is. Look at this, somebody is talking, sound is. Oh, that smell comes. Oh, this tastes nice like this. That all the vrittis of cognitions of different objects, external objects also come. They all shine. Dika, that means what? These vrittis don't even stay inside. The vrittis also expand, contract. They go out through the senses. They illumine the senses. No? And go out and illumine the object which fall within their ray limits. That's why their cognition, isn't it? That means these vrittis shine. That means the vrittis, so we can't understand the mind. These vrittis had a state, the first existence they have, they come, they have existence. And they shine. And they, now they also are able to illumine. They have the illuminator status now. Isn't it? The mind, because these vrittis go out and come back, and also the mind has a status of being the illuminator also. How is it possible? What is that which is present because of which the vrittis are cognized? Vrittis are known. Cognitions are cognized. Isn't it? This is called first taking your attention from the vritti to sakshi. This is the first stage of the samadhi. What is antara samadhi? What is first antara samadhi? Now you see sakshi. Sakshi is nothing but what you say now. This sakshi, because all these vrittis are witnessed. Sakshyaha, sarvaha vrittayaha, sakshyaha. All are witnessed. That means there is a witness. Who is the witness? What is the witness? Is there a witness? Yes, there is a witness. How do you say? Because the vrittis are witnessed. The vrittis being witnessed is the witness for the witness being there. Isn't it? Vrittis are witnessed. Vrittis shine. Vrittis shine means vrittis are witnessed. That is the witness for the witness being there. How do you say there is a witness? Because the witness is there, therefore witness is there. Isn't it? Therefore, because vrittis are witnessed, vrittis are experienced, there is experience of vrittis. On one stage you say what? My God, all the vrittis are not there. No vritti is there. Isn't it? That's what you say, that very, very few vrittis are there. And you say that some vrittis are there. And so many vrittis are there. How do you say that? Many vrittis are there in waking state. Some vrittis are there in deep dream state. And vrittis are not all there in deep sleep state. You say that. How are you able to say that? But that means vrittis are experienced. Vrittis are all known. All the vritti means thought. Instead of using the word thought, I'm using the word vritti. Okay? All the thoughts are always known. Experienced means what? Who is the experiencer? There is an experiencer. Vrittis are experienced. There is an experience of vrittis. Therefore, there is an experiencer. Okay? That experiencer is what now? Is sakshi. We say witness, and that sakshi, who is the sakshi? You understand chaitanyam, shuddha chaitanyam. That which is there, therefore you see, something else is there. Thoughts come, thoughts go. Or many thoughts are there, some thoughts are there, no thoughts are there. Again thoughts come. Thoughts go, thoughts come. Like actors come and go, scene changes. Dreams to scene. Okay? Waking scene. Then deep sleep scene. Scene changes, actors come and go. Okay? The light continues to be there. What is that light? Isn't it? That is what Sakshi, witness, consciousness. Witness consciousness, Sakshi Chaitanyam. This called what now? Now you see the consciousness. You see the witness. There is witness. That witness consciousness, how do you see? You don't see pure consciousness there. You see the consciousness as the witnessing consciousness with the witnessed thoughts. So seeing the witnessing consciousness, seeing the consciousness, focusing the attention, okay? So first shifting your attention from the vrittis, the witnessed vrittis, to the witnessing consciousness and seeing consciousness, thereafter focusing your attention on the consciousness as the witnessing consciousness with the witnessed thoughts is called what now? Witnessed thoughts anuvidda witnessing consciousness samadhi. Is it clear now? It's called what now? Drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhi. Drishya anuvidda means what? Witnessed, connected, witnessing consciousness samadhi. Is it clear? Witnessed, connected, associated, linked, witnessing consciousness samadhi. Drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhi means, what are you focusing now? You see both. So use the thoughts as a help. No? Use the thoughts to see the witness. Use the witness to arrive at the witness. Then see the witness with the witnessed. Then remain, focus attention on the witnessing consciousness with the witnessed thoughts. This is called what now? Drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhi. Why I say savikalpa? Because when you witness, there again there's a division is there. What division is there? I am the meditator. I am meditating on the thoughts. First focus my attention on the thoughts. Then from the thoughts I shift my attention to the witnessing consciousness. And still I am the meditator. That notion is there. And I am seeing. First I am focusing attention on the thoughts. Then thoughts are first my object of meditation. Therefore meditator I am different. Meditated also is different. And from there what now? I shift my attention from the thoughts to the witnessing consciousness. Still even though I am experiencing light and the object. When you say like I am seeing consciousness and the witnessing consciousness and the witnessed thoughts together. I'm no more seeing the witnessed thoughts, but even though my attention has been shifted from that to the witnessing consciousness, still there is what now? Division is there. Still there is division. Is it clear now? Therefore, savikalpa. Savikalpa samadhi. Antara drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhi. Is it going to leave the antara bahya? Just take drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhi. Drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhi means so focus, place attention of the mind on sakshi, the witness consciousness, as connected now with what? Associated to the witnessed thoughts. It's called Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. The next stage you have to go. What do we do now next stage? Next stage, I start analyzing the nature of the witnessing consciousness and the witnessed thoughts. okay, that I had to do that. Then that is how only we, when I analyze the nature of the witnessing consciousness, analyze the characteristic features of the witnessing consciousness and the witnessed thoughts, that is the only way I can dwell upon. That I try to focus attention, otherwise mind will go somewhere. Okay? That is how I place my attention on that vastu. Is it clear now? What do you do for that? Then I see the difference. What is consciousness? Oh, consciousness is one. Thoughts are many. Consciousness does not come and go. Thoughts come and go. Consciousness is independent of the thoughts. And thoughts are dependent on consciousness for their existence, for their consciousness, for their sentience, to have status of being the illuminators. So whereas consciousness is independent, consciousness is pervades all the thoughts. Consciousness is invariably one, invariably present in all the variable thoughts, whereas thoughts are what now? Thoughts, every thought has its own limitation. Every vritti has its own limitation, isn't it? Thought cannot pervade even the entire mind. One wave cannot pervade all the entire ocean. Isn't it? One wave cannot pervade all the entire ocean. One wave has its own space. Like that, every thought, vritti has its own limitation. Is it clear now? Every vritti has its own limitation. Can't pervade all the thoughts. Whereas Sakshi consciousness is invariably pervades or present in all the variable thoughts. Therefore, it pervades all the thoughts. All pervasive. So, ekam nityam sarvagatam swatantram. Ekam nityam sarvagatam swatantram. Isn't it? That is consciousness. We understand the thoughts come and go. This is how, and therefore, this Sakshi Chaitanyam, actually Chaitanyam is not even the Sakshi. Chaitanyam has the status of being the Sakshi. Because of what now? From the standpoint of the witnessed thoughts. Sakshitvam, isn't it? The status of being the Sakshi also, how does it get? Because of the thoughts. Thoughts are, because Sakshi does not do the act of job of witnessing. Is it clear now? Just when you say light is the illuminator, means light is not the illuminator. Light does not do the job of work of action of illumining. Light is just the presence, sannidhi, matrena, by its mere presence, all the opaque objects shine. Therefore, now, so who is the one? Who is that illumining all the lights, if you say, all the opaque objects here? There must be illuminator. All are illumined. Illumined objects are illumined. Therefore, there must be illuminator. Who is the illuminator? There is no other illuminator other than the light. Therefore, what do you say now? Illuminator is the light. Isn't it? We don't say light is the illuminator. Similarly, here also, it is not action, surupam, sakshi means what again? Even this chaitanyam is available for recognition as the sakshi. Isn't you who look for a sakshi, then you end up in what? You look for the illuminator of the opaque objects, you stumble upon what? The light. Oh, you found out light. Similarly, look for the search for the witness of the witness, the thoughts. Na drishyaha, then you end up what now? You really stumble upon the consciousness, pure consciousness. Is it clear now? This is how you understand, this is how you dwell upon the thoughts. Sorry, dwell upon the nature of the Sakshi. This Sakshi Chaitanyam. There, how do you dwell upon? You take the words of the Shastram. You take what? Words of the Shastram. There are Shastra's words which reveal the nature of the Sakshi, Swarupam of the Sakshi. For example, I'll tell one word. He also gives the same word. Shuddha. No? Or again, Nityaha. Or Asangaha. Like there, so many words are there. asangaha. Asangaha means what? Asangaha means untouched, untainted, pure, clean, isn't it? Untouched. And how now you have to see the meaning of the word here. Oh, consciousness is all the problems, no? This asuya, the anger, the desire, the calm, now all this, and pain and pleasure, we're all in the form of thoughts. All of them are what? Look, thoughts only. Isn't it? So the problem of the thought which shines in the presence of consciousness does not become the problem of the consciousness. Like what? Dirt of the carpet. Carpet shines. Dirt also shines. But light does not become dirty. But for the light, carpet or the dirt of the carpet cannot shine. But just because light illumines the carpet, the dirt of the carpet does not become the dirt of the light. So also, all this pain or pleasure or these thoughts are very subtle. I have to use the grossest example to teach something very subtle. Isn't it? These, you know, all this doubt and all these problems of the mind, vrittis are like that. That is, they are all vrittis only. Doubt itself is a vritti. Confusion is a vritti. Delusion is a vritti. Ignorance is a vritti. Pain is a vritti. Hurt is a vritti. Guilt is a vritti. Isn't it? Desire is a vritti. Anger is a vritti. Attachment is a vritti. All vrittis only. All emotions. And all the vrittis shine. My God, why? What is that? Vritti by itself has no life. It has no life. What is that? Because of the presence of what? All the vrittis shine. They have the status of being existent. Status. No? And the status of being existent. They shine. No? Because what that is? Chaitanyam. But it's just Chaitanyam has that problem. So Chaitanyam is thoughts shine. Thoughts are. No, Chaitanyam is, thoughts are. Thoughts are not, still Chaitanyam is. Thoughts have problems, Chaitanyam is free from problems. Thoughts cannot shine without Chaitanyam, but Chaitanyam can be without thoughts. Isn't it? And how many Chaitanyams are there? Isn't it? Therefore, Ekam Nityam Sarvagatam, in every thought there is Chaitanyam. Isn't it? Sarvagatam, Swatantram, Asangaha. Consciousness is free, untainted, blemish free, and Punyam, Papam. Does consciousness have Punya Papa? No, Asangaha. Does consciousness have kartrutvam? I am the doer. No. Does consciousness have bhoktrutvam? I am the enjoyer. I am the sufferer. I only suffer having this. It's all, what a strong notion. Anna. I am the sufferer. It's all the notions. Does consciousness have any of the problems? No punyam, no papam. Isn't it? No dukkham, name raga, dveshav. Name punya pape. Chidananda rupa. Anyway, so what I'm saying here, this Chaitanyam is free, untouched. Understand now? What is the word you have taken now? Asanga. Where did take? Some Upanishad says, Gita says, in Shastram, this Sakshi Chaitanyam is Asangaha. Then you take the word, untouched, untainted. See the meaning of the word revealing the nature of Sakshi. How Sakshi is? Sakshi is Asangaha. Is it clear now? This car, what now? Shabda means word. So, Shabda Anuvidha. Now, this consciousness is there as the meaning of the words. So, dwelling upon this nature of consciousness revealed by the words, Now you see, then you also see the analyze the nature. It's called Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. So focusing the attention on consciousness associated with the meaning of the words. How associated? Not physically associated. You see the association. How it is associated. How it is the same. Tallies, isn't it? It's called Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. This is a second stage of Samadhi. Antara Samadhi. Internal Samadhi. Okay? It's called first, second. Even now, still what is there? I am the meditator. I am meditating on what now? Thoughts. I am focused attention on the thoughts. From the thoughts, I shifted my attention to the Sakshi Chaitanyam. And still what now? Then I see the Sakshi. Then I dwell upon the, that is first, Drishya Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi. Then I dwell upon the nature of the Sakshi Chaitanyam as the meaning of the words, isn't it? Revealed by Shastram. Then I connect the meaning of the words with as the nature of the what I'm seeing here. That is Shabda Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi. Still there is objectification orientation. Okay? I'm not seeing Atma as an object. Till Sakshi also is what now? Only one difference you have to see between light and consciousness. Light is opaque object is. Sakshi Chaitanyam is vrittis are. Sakshi Chaitanyam is vrittis shine. Light is therefore opaque object shines. Everything is fine. Very similar, isn't it? Only one difference. What is that? Light continues to be object forever. Isn't it? But Sakshi, you don't say as object. Isn't it? Then what you should do? Then that Sakshi, isn't it? Now what is I am? Every vritti is, every variable vritti is invariably, vritti has what? Sakshi. The Sakshi Chaitanyam is invariably present in all the variable thoughts. That is why Ningadan thought. Understand now? No fraction of a second the consciousness go away. For 1 second it'll go away and come. Toilet loo. Okay? No. That is why Ningadan Ennanjal Ningadan thought world. Understand now? It doesn't go away 1 second, fraction of a second doesn't move away. It can't go away. Which second does the light go away from the opaque object? No, never. So physical separation is not possible, but still you understand that. No, Sakshi Chaitanyam, then you, this there, then what you have to do? That Sakshi, that Chaitanyam, Yekaha, Nityaha, Sutantraha, Sarvagataha, Asangaha, Shuddaha, that Sakshi Chaitanyam, what now? You drop the nama rupa. What you should do? A pancha, five amshas. You have to see now. Nama, rupam are thoughts. Name and form belong to the thought. What is chit? Sakshi is what now? Sakshi is chit, the consciousness. Sakshi is the sat, the existence of the thoughts. And Sakshi is what now? Of the nature of limitlessness. Chaitanyam is of the nature of limitlessness. Then what you should say, that Chaitanyam, now leave, take the word Sakshi, put I am. What you say? I am that. Now remove the Sakshi, then you are not looking at Chaitanyam, you are not focusing attention on consciousness as a witness now, as I am. First witness, isn't it? But here you can't say, I am the light. It will always be an object. Light will be always an object. Then you take, remove this word Sakshi, place the I in the, there, in the place of Sakshi. Then you said, what now? Sakshi ekaha, aham chaitanyam, Sakshi chaitanyam, அகம் சைத்தன்யம், அகம் சித்து, சாட்சி இஸ் த சத்து, ஐ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், ஐ ஆம் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் சத்து. சாட்சி இஸ் ஆனந்தகா செய்யப்பட்ட ஐ தி கான்சியஸ், ஐ தி செல்ஃப், ஐ ஆம் தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் விச் இஸ் ஆனந்தகா. அகம் அகம் ஏகா, அகம் நித்யா, அகம் சுதந்திரா, அகம் சர்வகதா. Now, then Namarupa gone, Sakshi gone, then Aham. This you have to, because now you can't just jump to this. This is third stage of Samadhi. Understand now? You have removed what? No. Sakshi will be taken away, then you place I there. This is called, in here, when you keep on saying Aham, that you were not building upon, no, not even saying it, you see that. Okay, where is the I there? I am this. When you say to yourself, when you mentally you dwell upon this consciousness as Aham, then what happens? This is a very, very important thing here. Listen to me now. When you say this mind has, there's something called subconscious mind. You know that? The subconscious mind has very, very special capacity. Know what the capacity is? Whatever the mind thinks, or suppose the mind takes up something to dwell upon, then the mind will, even the mind leaves it. What is focused intently on by the mind, even if the attention mind leaves it, then that will be continued by the subconscious. Subconscious will take it up. In fact, it is not something very new to us. In everyday life, we think about something seriously, okay, then we leave it. Because subconscious, I tell you, will be repeating that. That capacity subconscious has. But we have what now? All whole Jagat Vishwam subconscious repeating. The subconscious, suppose if we say something, somebody has something bad of me. Look at this, okay? My mind thinks, pay attention to that. That vritti comes, somebody has said something bad of me. Or somebody has, no, okay, my son is not yet married. My son is not married. My son is not yet married. Suppose worried, some people, how people worry. Something you think, oh, daughter not married. Or somebody has said something about me. Oh my God, I have incurred loss in my business. I lost so much of money, my God, I lost so much of money. You think few times, then you leave it somehow. Somehow you leave it. You have to know. But subconscious will pick up. Subconscious will take it up. You don't need to do anything. Subconscious has the capacity. There'll be these vrittis will be going on and on and on and on. That is why any mantra jap also, if you do Om Namo Narayanaya, you say for a few minutes, for a few times, then you leave it, then subconscious will take over. This has the, if you do it for some time, then subconscious will take over. Subconscious has that capacity. That is why, understand now, that is why then, in fact, that is why we are not able to forget things sometimes. It comes back. And then, suppose some problem comes, and then you start working on that problem, solving that problem. Something happens in life. Then what you do, you try to work out and work, you think, and then you leave it. Because you're not able to do it, leave it. The subconscious won't leave it, okay? It will start working on it. And suddenly, after a few days or few months or sometimes, it come up. Some idea will come newly. Oh, how is it possible? Because subconscious is working. This is called this capacity of the subconscious to dwell on, okay? What is thought externally in the mind, and then what is continued, the continuation, continuity of a thought process, isn't it? subtle form is called vritti na sukshma anavrittihi. It's called what now? Sukshma anavrittihi. Sukshma anavrittihi means what now? Sukshma anavrittihi means continuity of the flow of thoughts in subconscious. Whatever thought is picked up first, you know, whatever you start thinking, because initially there you need what? Deliberate thinking. Initially, the will has to be involved. Initially, when you start thinking, there's a will is involved. Without a will, the thought cannot arise first. I mean, especially thinking, I'm saying. First, there is a deliberately will is used. You think. Then ahankara is there. I am. I am, because when then ahankara is very active. When you start thinking, I am thinking, isn't it? The will is involved. Then ahankara is active. Then there is pramata. Therefore what now? There is subject and there is object. Subject-object division is there. Is it clear now? Subject-object division is there. When you start, begin to dwell upon, please understand, the irrespective of what you are dwelling upon, there is will involved. Okay? There is will involved. Therefore, there is ahankara is there. I mean what? I am. That must be there. Therefore, there is pramata. There is knower. Subject of knowledge. Pramata means subject of knowledge, isn't it? Subject is there. Therefore, subject-object division will be there initially. Even if you are meditating upon the light. Okay. I'm focusing, I'm seeing the opaque objects, and then I take my focus from the opaque objects to the light. Now I see the light. Isn't it? Even though you're focusing and you do not see other things, even then there is what? That for that to focus, to have the focus on the light, that there's a will is involved, this ahankara is must be there. Therefore what? Very active. Therefore there is subject-object division. Even meditation, anything you focus on, doesn't matter. Sakshi also, because mind is of the nature of being extroverted, mind is always outside, isn't it? There will always there'll be, when you start thinking about something, whenever you focus attention on any given object, there is ahankara, there is deliberate will is used means ahankara is active. Will is used, ahankara is active. Will has to be used. Deliberation is there. Will is used. Ahankara is there. Therefore, subject object division will be there. Active. Ahankara is not resolved. Is it clear now? Therefore, subject object division is there. Then what happens here also, now we make use of this capacity of the subconscious. We have to do what now? This subconscious can go on and on and on and on. You leave it. You deliberately think about something, you leave it. In fact, you want to get rid of it. But you are not able to. Why? Subconscious will not leave you. Understand now? Subconscious will pick up and go on. Subconscious will take over. That is why pain also we can't get rid of soon. Pleasure also we can't miss. We miss also, that's all, you can't get rid of soon. Then you want some remedy for that. Any pleasure you are exposed to. You know, there's that desire for pleasure. I want that. You deliberate. This is there. And subconscious, oh my God, keeps on saying, telling. That is why it's very difficult to get rid of anything. Understand? Anything, whatever you are thinking of, doesn't matter. Any problem, any mantra japa, anything. See, subconscious, this capacity, the rishis have understood the capacity of subconscious. It's called what now? Sukshma anavrittihi. Understand now? This continuity of the thought, flow of thoughts in subconscious mind, isn't it? Without requiring the will and ahankara. That is the beauty of it. Then when the subconscious thought goes on, then ahankara is not required. The ahankara is not needed. Will is not needed also. For the continuity of the thought flow in subconscious, will is not required. Isn't it? And ahankara is not required. It will go on. That is called sukshma anavrittihi. Isn't it? Sukshma anavritti. So this capacity of the subconscious is advantageous here. We have to make, what the teacher says, making, this is what happens actually in Nidhyasana. We make use of this capacity of the subconscious, the sukshma anuvritti, no, shakti. Then what do we do? Now you play, remove the sakshi. Okay, come to the point now. Come to that thing. Remove the sakshi, then you say what now? Aham. Place the aham. Then you say, okay, now you are not mechanically saying something, you are not blabbering something meaninglessly, you are not simply repeating like a parrot, aham brahma, aham brahmasmi. I heard one fusion music. Aham brahmasmi, something like that. It is not fusion music. My God, I said fusion music, what Mahamantra they take and nasty thing they do. Okay, fusion music, aham brahmasmi, okay. And then that if you chant the fusion music and that people dance also. Aham brahmasmi, then they dance also. And so here, that won't work here. Here you should have understood, okay? Sakshi, you know aham is what? Ahankara, cognition, isn't it? I am itself is cognition. I am itself is vritti. Vritti jnanam, I am, is a vritti jnanam. Non itself is vritti jnanam. Aham asmi, I itself is vritti jnanam. I am is vritti jnanam. And I am so and so, so is what now? Wrong vritti jnanam about the self. Isn't it? I am so and so also is what now? Not totally right. Not wrong, but not totally right. Isn't it? I am a human being when you say that is vritti jnanam. I am human being is a vritti jnanam. I am is a vritti jnanam. I itself is what? Vritti jnanam, cognition only. Isn't it? Now you say everything is what now? Every wave is H2O when you say, but H2O is definitely not the Nama Rupam wave, but the wave Nama Rupa is nothing but H2O. What is the substance? What is the substantive? Isn't it? The substantive is Nama Rupa, substance is something, isn't it? Without which Nama Rupa will be non-existent. Light is the substance without which all these Nama Rupas would have been hollow. They have no meaning. All the opaque forms, heavy opaque forms will be nothing. No, non-existent. Minus light. Isn't it? So also minus consciousness, all the thoughts will be non-existent. They're inert, insentient, they've been non-existent. Nothing will be there minus consciousness. Will be non-existent. Therefore we say, well, that Sakshi Chaitanyam, you take the Sakshi Chaitanyam, is what now? Therefore everything is conscious. You don't need to say first what you say now. I am. Okay, now, I am Sakshi. First you say, then Sakshi take away, I am Chaitanyam, aham Chaitanyam, aham Brahma, aham Asangaha, aham Shuddha, aham Akarta, aham Abhokta, aham, isn't it now? You see, you're not mechanically prattling like a bird, you know, you are seeing the meaning, you are meaning what you are dwelling on, you meaning, isn't it, what you are dwelling on? You say it. Even then, will is involved. There's a deliberately will is involved. This ahankara is still there. And so now, what's a fact? Here again, what now? Subject-object division is there. Dwell, sit and keep on doing it. Then what will happen? you keep, then attention is taken away from everything. This alone goes on. Why? This happened to be, this is called, then there is the interest, the inclination for this, inclination for this awareness, no, one's own swarupam, interest in this awareness, interest in being aware of the awareness, inclination for being aware of awareness, you know, the taste for it, isn't it? Then will happen what now? Pick up. Then what happens? Subconscious will pick it up. Subconscious will pick it up. Then when the subconscious picks it up, will is not required, ahankara is not involved, it will go on. Is it clear now? When the ahankara is not there, will is not involved there, isn't it? Now I have to understand what happened now. Just a sukshma anavrittihi. Now I have to tell you here the difference. In deep sleep state, ahankara is resolved. What does it mean? The cognition I am is not there. Not there means what? It is resolved. Isn't it? All thoughts are resolved. In deep sleep state, what happens now? Vrittis are all resolved. I cognition is resolved, is cognition is resolved. Isn't it? When the I cognition is resolved, what happens? There is still a vritti. Isn't it? Vritti is there. But there is subject-object division is not there. I am is resolved, subject-object division is not there. Is the subject-object division in deep sleep state? Division is there or what? There is no vikalpa. Similarly, but in sleep, there is ajnana vrittihi. In sleep, what happens? There is ajnana vritti. In samadhi, there is what now? Akhandakara vritti. Don't say someone in sleep again. There is also ahankara is resolved, isn't it? Ahankara resolved. This subconscious is very subtle. Very, very subtle this is. Isn't it? Subconscious takes up. Because, thanks to subconscious, it picks it up. Once the subconscious picks it up, then no ahankara is required, no will is required there. Then it goes. Okay, this is samadhi. Okay, attention is absorbed, ahankara is resolved. Then it goes. Then you are in that, and then there is subject-object division is not there. We call it triputi bhedaha is not. Triputi means what? Knower, knowledge, known. Or you can say meditator, meditation, meditated. That difference. I am the meditator. I am meditating on the. I am meditate. There is meditation. Meditating on this. That triputi. Is it triputi means what? Doer, action, done. Isn't it? You can say meditator, dhyatru, dhyana, dhyeya, sambandha. Bheda. Dhyantru, dhyana, dhyeya, bheda. Meditator, meditation, object of meditation, these differences will not be there. It's called nirvikalpa. Purida, I'll repeat it. I know, that's why I started with like that. Nirvikalpa means what now? Dhyatru, dhyana, dhyeya, bhedaha is not there. Triputi bhedaha is not there. This difference will not be there. There is what is there now? If the vritti, the object of perception, look at this now. Your object of focus, is it object of focus is a flower? Then what vritti you have? Flower vritti. Vritti is like cognition of flower. Flower vritti. Your object of focus, your object of your focus, attention, is tree. You have what now vritti will be there? Only tree will be there, isn't it? But khandakara. Khandakara means what now? The object is time bound, spatially bound, isn't it? Object is bound actually. Whereas you see, the object of focus is what? Sakshi. Consciousness. Isn't it? It is resolved, I where now? Sakshi. I gone. I is resolved. Isn't it? Then now will is, because for subconscious to continue the vrittis, continuation of vrittis in subconscious, for continuity of the flow of thoughts in subconscious, will is not required. But to start thinking, first deliberate thinking, will is involved. Is it clear? That is why people don't understand what is nididhyasanam in the samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi and savik. Nirvikalpa begins with the ahankara. Begins with what? Even the nididhyasanam, even the contemplation, deliberately when you begin, the will is involved, aham is involved, you focus. But once, when you saw that your commitment is so much, because you know the value of it, you saw interest in that, the interest as a vision, interest in, you know, the taste for that, inclination for that, you know, mind can't continue, okay? It will leave it. Mind will leave the job. Then subconscious will take over. Then they'll be going on. Then will is not there, then ahankara is also not there. Resolved. Then Triputi Bheda is not there. Bhedaha is not there. This meditator, meditated, meditation, difference will be there only if there is what? Ahankara is active. Ahankara will be active when? Only when the will is required. When is the will required? When you begin to think. Isn't it beautiful to know? Then what happens? There is what object of your focus is what now? Chaitanyam. Isn't it? What is it? Akhanda vastu. And then in fact even before when you deliberate thinking itself, you know I the self am the consciousness. That consciousness not only is behind this mind, behind all the minds of all the vrittis, all the objects, with everything. Only thing is, I can't recognize consciousness externally. Consciousness is available for recognition as consciousness only inside, as the sakshi of the antahkaranam. Understand? Then, okay, now you understand this much, then when you start doing this, after that, you leave that, so also you deliberately, you focus attention only on the chaitanyam. Namarupe vihaya, remember which verse now? 20th verse, isn't it? Adyatrayam brahma rupam, namarupam ve upekshya. Leave the namarupa, then focus on achitanandam, consciousness, just use word consciousness. Then deliberately do it, focus. Then you leave, then after some time, then subconscious will pick it up. Because of your taste, interest in that, subconscious will pick it up. See, if a person is disinterested, not inclined, where is he going to make effort to meditate upon, first of all? Therefore, naturally, inclination is there, interest is there, taste is there, subconscious will pick it up, then it will go on. When there is a sukshma anavritti, there's a constant flow of thoughts, you know, in the subtle, in subconscious, then ahankara is resolved. Then ahankara is not active. Ahankara is not active. And also what? This will also is not required. Then goes. Then Triputi Bheda is not there. Akhandakara Vritti Jnanam. That is called what now? Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi. What is that? Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi, stage 3. This is the fourth stage, okay? And you continue with that. Then what happens? When you wake up from sleep, in sleep there is vrittihi, ajnana vrittihi. There is also, there is no triputi bheda is not there in sleep. But ajnana vrittihi. But in samadhi, there is no ajnana vritti, there is akhandakara vritti. Only thing is, when you are in samadhi, when you are in contemplation, you cannot say, come on, I see consciousness. Swamiji, I see consciousness all pervasive. No, akhandakaram. You can't say that. In sleep, you can't say, I'm asleep. No? I am asleep now. Can anybody say? You have to wake up from sleep and say, oh, I slept very well. Similarly, of course, when you are dwelling upon, you are having the vision, there's no doubt you're having. Only thing is, you are having it, isn't it? The akhandakara vritti jnanam, but when you're samadhi, you can't say, I'm seeing it. When you come out of that, then that vision will not go. After sleep, no, you had to fall asleep again to have sleep. But here you don't need to have again sleep. Is it clear now? Then that vision, you will know what it is. That means what? You will have, when you come out, you can say that you have akhandakara vritti jnanam. This is nirvikalpa, antara nirvikalpa samadhi. When you are in samadhi, you can't talk about samadhi. When you are focusing attention totally on that savastu, sakshi chaitanyam, because, of course, if the veda is there, initially when you start your meditation, when you start contemplation, initially there is a will is involved, deliberately it is done, ahankara is there, pramatha, that there's a dhyatru, dhyana, dhyaya, difference is there, triputi veda is there, isn't it? Initially you can just say, but when you practice and then you leave it, it's called samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. He presents a technique. How to be contemplative. Now you study shastram. Is it clear now? This is so. Now the teacher enumerates the six samadhis in first two verses. 22nd and 3rd. 24th he presents drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi. Shabda anuvidya savikalpa samadhi he explains in 25th. And antara nirvikalpa samadhi he explains in 26th. Okay, we'll read the first three verses. Time is gone. Is it clear? Some clarity has come today? That is why it is very important what we are thinking. The subconscious is readily waiting. Whatever you start, initiate, and you say, I am not responsible. You initiated it. I picked it up. That is why people, when they go mad, also I tell you, when they hold on to something, so I had to tell, even I tell psychiatrists, they have their own things. Dr. Kar, we tell people, when you pick up some pain, okay, that is why diversion is a must. You pick up some deliberative, something you take, no, something happened. Some loss has happened, something has happened, and you start worrying about it. Deliberately think. Do you know? Then you think you leave it also. This subconscious will pick it up. And when ahankara resolves, then you come out. last. Okay. Huh? Where am I? Who am I? Then you'll ask all those questions. That means what? Gone. Understand? For jnanam, anything what you are focusing on is very important. That is why meditation also, that is the problem. What you are meditating on, how much you are focusing is very, very important. What are you meditating for? That is why anything should be moderately done and anything should be very clear before you do it. Mind means you have to be very careful with the mind. There's a what, how to keep my healthy mind. As a normal human being, to keep the healthy mind, be prayerful, be worshipful, be thankful to Bhagavan for all that he has blessed with. And when things come, have good attitude. Pisharpana buddhi, any problem comes, prasadam, prasadam, so that you don't go and sit and then it will shake you and then you will go mad, okay? And it will be healthy, mentally healthy. The prasada buddhi is very important. And then what will happen? You worry about all the losses and all the things which happen in life, we'll go mad. Already we're sort of. People say we go mad, we say. That is why how healthy, to have the health, enter the healthy mind, leave jnanam and moksha. Leave alone jnanam, at least you should not be troublesome for others, no? And there must be home, somebody should run a home, government should pay for it, and somebody should look after us. We'll be pain for the society. At least we should have to take care of ourselves. We're a burden for others. Becoming senile and then forgetful and then all the problems. That is why it's very important. When you're young, energetic, hale and healthy, it's very important. That is why you not that's why japam, asam, something, everything enough. No, nama japam, asam, prayer is very important. Prayer and worship and the attitude, prasada buddhi, Isharpana buddhi, very, very important. Because subconscious, that's the nature of subconscious. So that is how subconscious is. It will take up. It will go on. It will work out. But when Shushadi Shastram, and Shastra, that's why Shastra class. Now, in weekly once you are doing it. Once a week we do. Once you learnt it, and then when should I do Nidhyasana? Sarvada Kuriyat Samadhi. They teach Sarvada Kuriyat Samadhi. Unless when you're busy with something else, you know. Every day few seconds one can sit and then do that. In fact, Bahi Samadhi don't need to sit also. Walking, going for a walk in the garden, I'm not saying when you're driving, okay? And then Brahman who comes in the opposite will come and say bye to you. Don't say that. That will be prudent also. I mean, when you're walking, going for a walk or something, mind is thinking of, that's what? Dwelling upon the subject matter of Shastram. Dwelling upon the teaching, I'm saying, not a subject matter. Teach, what is taught is subject matter of the Shastram. Dwelling upon the teaching. Dwelling upon the teaching is what will be become Nidhyasana. First, it will be Drishya Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi. Then it will be Shabda Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi. Then there will be Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Until for Nirvikalpa becomes when? Deliberates, you start, then it will become. Is it clear now? So we'll see the three. First day it sounded difficult. Now it is easy, isn't it? It's a very beautiful book, very amazing text this is. Okay. Read the 22nd verse. Upeksha namarupe dve Upeksha namarupe dve Satchidananda tatparaha Satchidananda tatparaha Samadhim sarvada kuryat Sarvada kuryat Hridaye vathava bahihi Hridaye vathava bahihi சோ சர்வதா சமாதிம் குறியாத். சர்வதா மீன்ஸ் மே ஒன் ஆல்வேஸ் ஹாவ் ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் அட்டென்ஷன் ஆர் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஒன்ஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் ஆன் தி ரியாலிட்டி, நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி. பரம்பொருளின் சொரூபத்தில் ஒருவர் எப்போதும் கவனத்தை நிறுத்தட்டும். மே ஒன் பிளேஸ் தி அட்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஒன் தி மைண்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் ஆன் தி ரியாலிட்டி, ஆன் பிரம்மன், தி ரியாலிட்டி. ஹவு ஷுட் ஐ பிளேஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன்? ஹவு கேன் ஐ பிளேஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் மை மைண்ட் ஆன் பிரம்மன்? ஹிருதயே அத்தவா பகிஹி. Inside also you can place attention on Brahman. Outside also you can place attention on Brahman. Why? Brahman has no outside inside. You only have outside inside, isn't it? Brahman is everywhere. Outside also is Brahman. Inside also is Brahman. Brahman is everywhere. In fact, in Brahman everything is. Therefore, you can dwell upon attention. You can dwell upon Brahman externally or internally also. Hridaye athava bahihi. But don't worry, I'll teach both, the teacher says. Okay, how to dwell upon Brahman, nature of reality, inside and outside. I'll teach you that, he says. How? Very simple thing. Whether you are dwelling upon inside, dwelling upon Brahman inside or outside. Yes. Nama rupe dve upeksha. Renda samanata utlugrat. Na dve nama rupe upeksha. Leave aside two things. Two factors, two aspects. Amsha panchakam, remember? Five aspects. Of the five aspects, leave aside two. Upeksha, nama rupe dve upeksha. Renda uttut. Giving up two aspects. Leaving aside two aspects. Ignoring two aspects. That means what? Not you can't. How can you leave it? How can you push it aside? Physically, you cannot undo anything here. That means what? Cognitively, intellectually, separating the two. Understand now? How can you separate nama rupa? When you see what? Nama, rupam, asti, wave asti, when you say what? Existences. Wave bhati means what? Consciousnesses. High life wave, priyam asti. Then, everything you see, you can't leave aside, isn't it? Like that, whatever you see, nama rupe ube vihaya, means all the objects you see here are only nama rupa only. Initially, we started with example of wave, H2O, nama rupa, first to understand. Now, Bhagavan says not only the content of, okay, everything is what? All the objects of knowledge. All the objects of knowledge are names and forms only, hollow blocks only. Understand now? What means what? Hollow blocks are very useful nowadays, okay? Very cheap thing we use in India, anyway. We should say that. So, I shouldn't even say that. But all the objects of knowledge, subtle or gross, outside, think objects of perception, external objects of perception, internally, objects of perception available for thought perception, all of them are available for objectification, all are what now? Nama and Rupa. So, Nama Rupe Ube Upeksha. What you should take now, where should you focus attention on? Leave the Nama Rupa. When the stage you see the opaque forms or namarupas. And what is that? There, satyam of the stage is what? Satyam, nityam, ekam, sarvagatam of the stage is what? Light. Isn't it? Namarupe vihaya, focus attention on that without which namarupa cannot exist at all. Existence of the namarupa. Isn't it? Similarly, here also, namarupe ube vihaya, satchitanandam. Isn't it? Satyachit, consciousness, which is the very existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, may you focus attention on that consciousness, Brahman, leaving aside Namarupa. how to leave aside. You can't physically separate them, cognitively separating them. Shift your attention from Namarupa to Chaitanyam. This is focusing attention on consciousness, leaving aside the Namarupa, shifting the attention from Namarupa to consciousness. Isn't it? Consciousness, existence, limitlessness, Brahman. And focusing the attention is called what now? Samadhi. It's called absorption of the mind in consciousness. Is clear now? Well, one shouldn't do sarvada. Don't ask when. Always. What question is this? Always do that. Okay. Then he's going to the next 23. In 23, verse number 23, he talks about Drishantara Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi is explained in verse number 23. He presents the list of 22nd and 23rd together. Samadhi is of two types. What is that? Antara Bahya. Antara Samadhi, Bahya Samadhi. How does he present it? Hridaye, it means Antara Samadhi. Bahi means what? Bahya Samadhi. Internal and external. Isn't it? Thereafter, 23, he presents all of them. Look at this. All the six together, he presents in the chart form. The teacher himself presents it in the chart form. Look at this. And that Antara Samadhi and Bahya Samadhi is of two types. Is it? What are they? Savikalpo Nirvikalpaha.
Savikalpo Nirvikalpaha.
That's all. So Antara Samadhi, Bahya Samadhi, first presentation. Isn't it? Thereafter, Savikalpa Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then how does he say now? Savikalpaha, Antara Savikalpa Samadhi, Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then Bahya Savikalpa Samadhi, Bahya Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Isn't it? So first line he say present Savikalpaha, Nirvikalpaha, Samadhi, Dvividaha. Hridi. Isn't it? Hridi means what? Antara. Isn't it? Implies also implies externally also you have to understand. Savikalpo Nirvikalpaha.
Savikalpo Nirvikalpaha.
Samadhirdvividho Hridi. Samadhirdvividho Hridi. Drishya Shabdanu Vedhena.
Drishya
Shabdanu Vedhena. Anuvedaha means Vedaha, Sambandaha. Anuvedaha means what? Sambandaha. Okay. Drishya Shabdanu Vedena. Savikalpa Punardvidha. So first he says, Antara Samadhi, Bahya Samadhi. Then Antara Samadhi is of two types, Savikalpaha, Nirvikalpaha. Then Savikalpaha again is of twofold. Nirvikalpaha is not twofold, okay, only one. Savikalpaha is of twofold. What are they? Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Then Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Totally, how many you got now? Six. Antara Bahya Savikalpa Nirvikalpa Savikalpa two. Isn't it? Drishya Anuvidda, Shabda Anuvidda. Is it clear now? I got, luckily, you all got the chart, so it will be very useful today. You can see the chart now. This what? This is like 23, verse number 23 does not say much. Verse 22 does not say much, but he introduces. He presents the samadhis in the chart form. Okay. Then in the verse number 24, he says, what is drishantara drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhi? He explains in verse number 24. I finished all the explaining, okay? I'm reading out the verses now. Kamadyas chittaga drishyaha. See, the English translation, samadhi in which concentration is associated with an object. But concentration, samadhi used the word concentration, okay? I said absorption of the mind, or I said focus of attention of the mind being placed on consciousness associated with the drishyam, isn't it? Not on the drishyam. What are you concentrating on here? You are not counting on the vritti, isn't it? You are going to shift your concentration from attention, from focus, from vritti to consciousness, which is with the vrittis, isn't it? I told, isn't it? That's what we have to be very careful. Sometimes the translations, they are very, 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 not wrong, but very... literal, very literal. Because we are interested in Namarupa, isn't it? Author himself says, Namarupa Vihaya. Okay. Now, he says, so I explained to you already, the antara drishyam. Antara drishyam means what? Internal objects of perception. What are the internal objects of perception? Vrittayaha, thoughts. Isn't it? Thoughts are the internally perceived, perceptible, internally perceptible, internally perceived, or antara drishyaha. What are they? Vrittayaha, thoughts. In what form are the thoughts? He is going to say, you see, first he says, kamadyas chittaga drishyaha.
Kamadyas
chittaga drishyaha. First you see kama adyaha. Kamaha means what? Desire. He mentions only one vritti. What is it? Vritti? Only one vritti he mentions. Kamaha means desire. He mentions only one vrittihi kamaha, desire. Adi means what now, etc. Asai mudaliya vaihal. Desire, etc. When you say kama adyaha means kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam, jnanam, ajnanam, draga, dvesha, preeti, priyam, na dukkam, sukam. You have to say all of them, all the thoughts you have to include for etc. Kama adyaha. Isn't it? Pain, pleasure, you have to sukam, dukkam, everything you have to include there. So kama adyaha means varieties of thought modifications, the vrittayaha. Where are they? Chittagaha. Kama adyaha, asai mudaliya, okay, desire, etc., all the vrittis, where are they? Chittagaha means which rise, remain and fall in the mind. Where do the waves arise? Waves arise, waves remain, waves fall in the ocean. Similarly, the vritti waves, thought waves, rise, remain and fall where? In the mind. So antahkaranam, he means the word chittagaha means manadil vandu pohindra. Chittagaha. Kamadyaha chittagaha. The desire, etc., the thought modification such as desire, etc., which come and go in the mind. Chittagaha. Chitte gachanti, chitte agachanti, chitte tishtanti, tishtat, chittata gachanti. Understand now? Chittagaha means what? Chittagaha means chitte gachanti. Okay? Which arise, remain and fall in the mind. Chittagaha. Then, what are they? Drishyaha. They're all perceived. The perceptible thoughts. The drishyaha means what? Perceptible, perceivable, perceptible, seen, observed, illumined, known thoughts, drishyaha, which come and go in the mind, such as desire, etc. and so on. Okay, kamadyaha, chittagaha, vrittayaha. Or what? No, I added the word vrittayaha. Okay, drishyaha, they're all perceived. Like what? Experienced. Drishyaha means what? All these perceptible thoughts, perceptible. They are perceived when you say. That is what now? Perceptible means. What is that because of which they are perceived? They become perceptible. Drishyana perceptible. They're observable, experienceable. They are experienced. How? Because he says, sakshitvena chetanam. Sakshitvena chetanam. Because all these vrittis are perceptible, they are inert, they are insentient, they are not, we know their material products. How do they shine? How are they experienced? How are they perceived? Because they are witnessed. Because there is a witness. Who is there as the witness? Sakshitvena kimasti? Because there is consciousness, chetanam, chaitanyam, there is pure consciousness which is invariably present in all the ways which can come and go. What now? As the sakshi. Sakshitvena chaitanyam asti. So what does the first line do? First line makes you see what is internally perceptible. Internally perceptible, antara drishyaha, what are they? Vrittayaha, thoughts. What are the thoughts? Desire, etc. Where are they? They come and go in the mind. How do you know they come and go? Because they're experienced. They come, they go, they are there. How do you know? Because I know them. How? They're experienced, they're known. How are they known? They are inert. Because there is witness. Who is there as the witness? Which witness is sitting there? Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam, chaitanyam, sakshitvena asti. Ataha chittagaha kamadayaha vrittayaha. Now, what now? They drishyaha bhavanti. They are perceivable. They are perceptible. Now, what has author done? He has shifted one small verse. Okay, he doesn't explain much. We have to repeat. Din. See the vrittis. Make use of vrittis. To what? Because you cannot see, it is impossible for you to recognize pure consciousness. Because pure consciousness cannot attract the mind, cannot be paid attention to. The attention of you are experiencing consciousness with the experienced thoughts. Like how you are experiencing the light along with the opaque objects. You are experiencing, but just as you are not paying attention to the light, your attention is paid only to the opaque objects, colorful, moving, coming and objects, the one uniform, unchanging light you are not paying attention to, so also you are not paying attention. You can't say, I don't have Brahmanubhava. You have Brahmanubhava. All the time you are experiencing Brahman. But you can't experience pure consciousness. You are experiencing consciousness, but not pure consciousness. What experience comes means not pure with manifest Namarupa. Isn't it? Consciousness with the manifest Namarupa becomes object of experience. Consciousness minus Namarupa becomes what? No man, you yourself will not be there. Experiencer will not be there. Experience is not possible. Experienced also will be non-existent. Is it clear now? Why? Namarupa unmanifest means you yourself would have been unmanifest. You get the point what I'm saying? Very, very, very subtle here. So, Namarupas are there. You are always experiencing. You can never say, I do not experience Brahman. You, in fact, because you are experiencing Brahman, you are not able to pay attention to Bhagavan Brahman. You pay attention to the opaque, don't pay attention to the light. It's impossible for you to have experience of opaque without experiencing the light. Only you don't mention your experience of light because you're not paying attention to the light. So also in every perception, in every cognition, in every experience, in sukha anubhava, dukkha anubhava, asha anubhava, no, the light anubhava, shabda anubhava, in every anubhava, in every experience, no, taste experience, form experience, color experience, sound experience, all experience of varieties of objects, what you are experiencing is Brahman. Externally and internally, doesn't matter what is experience is internal or external. What is invariably, inseparably experienced is what? Brahman. Because it's impossible. The very experience is possible because of Brahman. Experienced is experienced, isn't it, because of Brahman. Therefore, how Brahman is? Only thing is, as the sakshitvena, as the witness. What is Brahman? Limitless reality? Consciousness. Limitless consciousness, which is limitless existence, isn't it? Infinite. So that is there as the sakshi. How is it available for recognition? Not as pure consciousness, as the witness of the thoughts. It is available for recognition. Have you found out? Yes. I can't say I'm not experiencing. I'm experiencing. Only thing is I'm not paying attention to sakshi. Now what I do? How do you say there is a witness? I already told you. Witnessed being, the witnessed is the witness for the witness being there. Isn't it? Therefore, now your attention is, teacher helps you to take attention from the, see the thoughts, make use of the thoughts, through the thoughts, shift your attention to the witness of the thoughts, then leave the, who is the witness of the thoughts? Consciousness. Now what is this now? You are witnessing, you are focusing. Attention of the mind is focused on what now? The mind is absorbed in consciousness, which is there as the sakshi witness of the witnessed thoughts. What is this now? This absorption of the mind, this focus of the attention of the mind, this placing of attention of the mind is called what? Drishya anuvidha savikalpa samadhi. Okay, samadhi, focusing on consciousness associated with thoughts. Focusing on consciousness, consciousness which is with the, connected, associated with the thoughts, mixed with the thoughts. Isn't it? Light, opaque is, light is mixed with so many opaque objects. Mixed means what? With. Not just the light is here. Is it clear now? This avikalpa. So that's what he says. Now what you should do? Dhyayet. Okay. May one meditate on. May one focus one's attention on. Dhyayet means what? May one meditate on. May one dwell upon, may one focus one's attention on what? That consciousness which is there as the witness, along with the waves, the witnessed. See clear now? And what is called this focusing on attention on that consciousness as the witness which is with the thoughts is called what? Drishya. See now?
Drishya.
Anuviddha.
Ayam.
Samadhi.
So
Drishyanu. Drishya Anuviddha Samadhi. Say now?
Drishya
Anuviddha
Samadhi.
Drishya Anuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. This is called Drishya Anuviddha Samadhi. It means what now? Samadhi, focus, absorption of the mind in consciousness, which is there as the witness associated with thoughts. But we call it what now? Savikalpaha. It is with divisions. What divisions are there here? I am the meditator. I am meditating on what? The thoughts, the consciousness with the thoughts. So I am the meditator. And I am meditating on consciousness, which is there as the witness of the thoughts. So what is that? There is a Veda is there, isn't it? Meditator, meditated, meditation. This Triputi Veda is there. Then what do we call it? Savikalpa. This is still meditation only. In this, even though your what the object of meditation is consciousness, still even now the difference is there. What difference is there? Object of meditative focus is what? Consciousness. Isn't it? For what is object of? Who is meditating? Consciousness is not meditating. Who is a meditator here? Tell me. Conscious mind is the meditator here. Conscious mind is the meditator. Mind is always conscious. Okay? Mind is the meditator. Isn't it? Consciousness is not meditating. Why I am saying here, when you are focusing, it's only beginning, isn't it? Therefore, he says, this is Drishya Anuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi.
So, is this telling us to meditate on consciousness as the witness of the
thoughts,
perceptible, karma, etc.?
Thoughts, yeah. Thoughts. No, what he says is, yeah, first step is you are seeing many thoughts in the mind. See, we are not even seeing our thoughts. Okay? There are so many vrittis in the mind. They're all not outside. For which you don't need to keep your eyes open. Okay? You can withdraw your senses, close your eyes and see your mind. What do you see now? This is not, okay, it's a preparation for contemplation. You see many thoughts. And all the thoughts are what? Experienced. You know all thoughts are known to you, all thoughts are known, experienced, and what all thoughts you see desire, etc., all thoughts are you see. And from there, these thoughts are experienced means, how are these thoughts shining? How do they shine? How are they perceived? Then you see, what is that because of which thoughts are known? Then you also think of three states of experience. You know, okay. Because now I'm not going into details because we have studied all in Tattvabodha class. No? Avasthatrayam. We think of that. Now you have to bring that class to here. Avasthatrayam is there. Three states of mind are there. In every state of mind, thoughts vary. In waking state, like China and India population. Okay? And then in dream state. In dream states, it's like so, okay, like in America. And then, you know, this is like Canada, in deep sleep state. No. Now, that's also immigration, it's very difficult. And what I'm saying. And now, there are lots of no thoughts. Isn't it? I mean, overpopulated and less populated and nil population. Isn't it? Like that, thoughts are less and thoughts come and thoughts go. Again they come, again they go. They come, they become unmanifest. But they come and go, but always that is known, thoughts being there is known, thoughts being not there is not there known. Isn't what that thought is there known, this thought is there known, thoughts are not all there is known, some thoughts are there is known, some thoughts are experienced and then you have to wake up and talk about it. That means what is that? How it is possible for you to talk about the thoughts? They're all known. Known, experienced. That means what? There is knower. There is a witness. There is a sakshi, isn't it? So who is there sakshi? Sakshitvena chaitanyam. Then this is how use these thoughts as a medium, okay? As a stepping stone. And use that medium through the thought. Arrive at the witness of the thoughts. Because you know thoughts are witnessed. And search for the witness of the thoughts, you will stumble upon the witnessing consciousness, the witnessing awareness. Isn't it? Then you see what now? We focus attention, meditate on that consciousness which you recognize as the witness of the thoughts with the thoughts. Dhyayet. Is it clear now? Dhyayet. When you meditate, when you focus attention of your mind on that consciousness which you recognize as the witness of the thoughts, which is with the thoughts, that meditation is called what? Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Is it clear? Okay. Step one is over. Next. I'll finish it soon. Okay? I'm sorry. We'll do the next verse and then at least Antra Samadhi I'll finish. Bhai Samadhi I can't do, definitely can't do. Because I want to really understand thoroughly well. Okay, we'll do the next one. Next stage.
Asanga Satchidananda. Asanga Satchidanandaha. Swaprabhodvaitavarjitah Asmiti shabdaviddhoyam Samadhis savikalpakah.
Then what you do? Now having focused attention on the consciousness which you have recognized as the witness of the thoughts, which you are experiencing, which you are focusing on the consciousness along with the thoughts. Now, then you want to dwell upon more of that consciousness. How can you dwell upon more of the consciousness? You want to place attention of the mind on the consciousness, which is with the thoughts. Now what do? You start analyzing the nature of that consciousness. How do you analyze the nature of the consciousness? You use the words of the Shastram. You must have done Shravanam already. Okay? You have done Shravanam. So the teacher has taught you. I don't know which teacher has taught you. And you know, we take it for granted. Okay? Shravanam has been done. Some Shravanam has been done. That means lot of... See, this particular verse tells you indirectly. One must do lot of Shravanam. Text after text after text after text. Without feeling bored. Without feeling tired. Without feeling monotonous or anything. Just same subject matter, go and listen. Okay? Because different texts have different ways of presenting things. But still subject matter is the same. Then you will have understood very well. Lots of words which reveal the nature of the Atma you would have heard. Like in second chapter, I have finished in Gita, at least you know that much. I can say, no, ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Isn't it? Sarvagata sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. Like the some words you have heard here and there. Now you have to remember all the words. Like that, the teacher says, now remember the meaning unfoldment of the meaning of the words revealing the nature of Brahman, the consciousness. Okay? So you don't remember, doesn't matter. I let me present some words. The teacher presents some words. Look at this. He presents some words. What are the words? Asangaha. Say now.
Asangaha.
Satchidanandaha.
Satchidanandaha.
Swaprabaha.
Swaprabaha.
Dvaitavarjitaha.
Dvaitavarjitaha.
Four words are there. We had statement. Asangaha, Sat, Chit, Anandaha, Swaprabaha, Dvaitavarjitaha. Six words he has presented here. Okay? These six are more than enough. Anyway. Now you see the meaning of each word. Now you have to see what is the meaning of Asangaha. Asangaha means unassociated, untouched, untainted. Isn't it? Pure. Untainted, untouched is what? Asangaha. Then, now you think of it. Now see, place it untouched. See the consciousness. Okay? You see, study the nature of both. Consciousness, Sakshi, and the Sakshya. Witnessed and the witness. What is witness? Now you have to see yourself. Witness is what now? The witnessed are many. Witness is one. Witness doesn't come and go. Witnessed come and thoughts come and go. Witness is all, pervades all the thoughts, but thoughts are not all pervasive. Like that you see, you study the nature of thoughts and the consciousness there. Thereafter, now you can see the problem, suppose any dukkham is what? Dukkham is what? Dukkham is the form of a given thought. Pleasure is what? Form of a given thought. Isn't pain is a form of a given thought. Desire is what is desire? Form of a given thought. Isn't it? A thought is in the form of a... Desire is a thought actually. They're all desire. Anger is what? Atvritti. Anger is a given thought. Form of a given thought. Given thought rises as the anger. Given thought rises as the desire. As the raga. As the dvesha, as the like, as the dislike, as passion, as aversion, as attachment, now as jealousy, as confusion, all thoughts. What about consciousness? Consciousness is those thoughts shine. Does consciousness have jealousy, hatred, anger, etc.? No. So consciousness is it touched by the jealousy, anger, etc.? No. Is it tainted by that? No. So what? Asangaha. Consciousness is, these vrittis shine. Consciousness itself does not have anger, have desire, etc. Consciousness is not affected, afflicted, touched, harmed, isn't it? By these thoughts. Desire cannot touch, cause any problem to the consciousness. What can the desire do to, what harm can anything do, any thought do to consciousness? Where is your mind now? Come on, tell me. Where is your mind? Your mind is in what I'm saying, isn't it? This is what Shravanam becomes Nidhyasanam. Isn't it? Shravanam becomes Nidhyasanam. When I'm talking to you, your mind is with what I'm teaching. Doesn't matter where you're seeing, what you're looking at. Isn't it? Because you only look, you don't see anything. Because whole mind is in what I'm saying. Amazing. This is how Shravanam becomes Nidhyasanam. Okay? So, let me say, Asangaha. Then go to Sat. Sat is existence. Consciousness is thoughts shine. Consciousness is not, suppose... There's no time. We can't never say consciousness is not. It's always is only. Thoughts shine. Thoughts cannot shine. Thoughts go away, still consciousness is. How do you know consciousness still is? Because thought being not there is known. Absence of thought also is witnessed. Presence of thought also is witnessed. Therefore, isn't it? Thoughts are there is witnessed. Thought being not there is witnessed. Therefore, the witness always sitting there. Intruding into the privacy. Isn't it? Doesn't go away. My God, like old mother-in-law sometimes. As Swamiji says this, okay? They don't give privacy at all sometimes. Okay. Now what I'm saying, so this is what now we say, this consciousness is always there. Therefore what? Existence of consciousness is the existence of the vrittis. Consciousness is not dependent on vrittis for their existence. Vrittis are dependent on consciousness for their existence. Who is the satna? Who lends existence to vrittis now? Consciousness, isn't it? Now, who is the existence of vrittis? Sat. Understand now? Now you have to see existence is equal to consciousness. Asangaha is equal to consciousness. This is called unfolded. Okay? The meanings unfold, reveal, imply the nature, swarupam of vastu. Did you get the point now? Okay, next. Chit. Chit, you know, consciousness. Because it's cognition of what is. Isn't it? When you say cognition is a vritti. And cognition of cognition is. Knowledge of knowledge is. Knowledge is not there is known. Knowledge is known. I am is a cognition. Okay? I know I am. And in deep sleep state, I am is not there. When you wake up from sleep, you say that I did not know I was, isn't it? That means what? It's a cognition of absence of cognition, isn't it?
Yes.
Result. Therefore what? Still there is a witness. How do you know that you did not know? How do you know you were that you were not? Isn't it? But it's consciousness always witness. Because experience is there. Even in deep sleep state, there is some experience. What experience is there in deep sleep state? Experience of absence of experience. Is it clear now? Absence, experience of experiencelessness is there. Experience is there means what? There is experienced, isn't it? Experienced is there means what now? There is experiencer. Even there is something is witnessed. One vritti is witnessed in deep sleep state. What is that vritti? What is experienced in deep sleep state? Isn't it? No experience. There is experience of? Is it experiencelessness? Experience of experiencelessness is experience, isn't it? That's why we say what? No, there is experiencer. There is a drik. There is a sakshi. Who is that sakshi? Chaitanya. Isn't it? Therefore, we say sakshi is what? No. Chit. Understand now? Chit means consciousness when you say, because there is a consciousness is there means what? As the illuminate consciousness is, vrittis shine. Therefore, illuminate, pure consciousness, chit is there. Then, anandaha. Anandaha means what? Limitlessness. This consciousness is limitlessness. Why? How do you say limitlessness? Consciousness is always. Before the vrittis come, consciousness is. When the vrittis are, consciousness is. Illumining vrittis being there. Vrittis are gone away, consciousness still is. So what? Time is consciousness. Time is not consciousness, is. So what? Eternal. So what? All pervasive consciousness. It pervades not only this, all the thoughts, this mind, every mind also. Isn't it? So all pervasive, spatially limitless. And there's no external object is outside of cognition. Please tell me, any object you can say is only when it is it has states of being existent only when there's a cognition of the object. Cognition is because consciousness is. Consciousness is, therefore cognition is, therefore object is. Therefore, no object is outside of knowledge. outside of consciousness. Therefore what? Objective is also it's limitless. Therefore, we say, Satchitanandaha will say, Anandaha. Namaste, Amma. Is fullness. Then we say, Swaprabaha. Swaprabaha, self-effulgent. No, self-effulgent. So, because it doesn't depend upon some other light for its existence, isn't it? Consciousness is not dependent on thoughts for its existence, whereas thoughts are dependent on consciousness for its existence, I mean, to come to light, to shine. Swaprabaha, consciousness is which light you want to know. Consciousness is to know which, how do you know consciousness is? The very proof that thoughts are witness is the proof for the sakshi to be there, isn't it? The very truth, the thoughts are witnessed, is because it's a witness. The witness is consciousness. Therefore, what knows? That to know with consciousness which light you want. Know the light, don't which light you want. Self-revealing, isn't it? Swaprabaha. Self-revealing, self-evident. Then dvaita varjitaha. Secondless, non-dual, only secondless non-dual reality. There is no second consciousness. There is no second thing other than the consciousness. Dvaita vajitaha, secondless. Why do you say? You can't say consciousness is thought is. I can count consciousness, that thought, this thought, three thoughts, four, five, six thoughts. No. Consciousness, one mind. One consciousness, many minds. Consciousness, all the minds, all the senses, all the bodies, all the objects. Consciousness is one. All this namarupas only are many, very they have countability. Really speaking, they do not have countability at all. Namarupas have no countability. Why? They do not exist independent of consciousness. A thing which can exist independent of other thing can be counted as a second thing. Isn't it? All these vrittis, all the minds, all the sense powers, all the pranas, all the physical forms, all the living and non-living things, all of them can be reduced to zero, minus one. But zero also is unmanifest, okay? I told you already last class, last time, how it is adorable, pujyam. Isn't it? Why? Because all the nama rupas minus water, can you count the waves after taking away the water? No countability. Similarly, isn't it? Similarly, minus consciousness, all the objects of perception can be counted as a second thing. There is no second thing other than consciousness. Why? Because consciousness is the only reality. They do not enjoy two orders. Two things are not. They are two orders of the same reality: satyam and mithya. Mithya is satyam. Satyam is not the mithya, isn't it? Therefore, dvaita vajitaha. There is no second thing other than consciousness. There is no second reality other than consciousness. There is no secondless, non-dual, only reality. Dvaita vajitaha. Is it clear now? There is no nothing similar to consciousness. It's comparable to consciousness. Isn't it? Dvaita. So all these words. Now please tell me, I was conscious of time, so that's why I didn't really go on to that. When you think of every word as I was talking to you, the meaning of every word when I was saying, what were you thinking? Where was your attention? Were you able to connect consciousness as the meaning of the word dvaita varjitaha, as the meaning of the word asangaha, as the meaning of the word thing? Able to connect? Tell me. That is called what? This is the meaning, and some seeing, this is called meaning of the words reveal nature of consciousness. Is it clear now? Before you heard, now you connect, you see that sakshi being the meaning of these words. When you're seeing this sakshyat, the meaning of these words, what have you left now? Namarupas, the vrittis you have, vrittis are all namarupas. You have left aside the vrittis, the namarupah. Totally attention has been taken away from the vrittis. Your attention is focused only on consciousness. And you see that consciousness as you dwell upon that sakshi chaitanyam as asangaha. How sakshi is asangaha? How sakshi is dvaita varjitaha? How sakshi is suprabaha? No, how sakshi is the chaitanyam is sat, how sakshi is chit, how sakshi is anandaha, you are seeing the meaning. Isn't it? The seeing the meaning of those words, isn't it? Revealing the nature of the vastu consciousness, then your attention is completely on, your focus is on, attention remains absorbed in the meaning of those words, which all of them reveal the nature of consciousness. Is it clear now? Is it clear? Then also, then what do? You take away the word as, take away the word sakshi. You say what now? Aham asangaha asmi. Aham sat chaitanyam asmi. Aham sat asmi. Aham chit asmi. Aham anandaha asmi. Aham, isn't it? Aham satchidanandaha asmi. Aham swaprabaha. Aham dvaita varjitaha. Aham atma. Aham conscious. I am consciousness. Okay? You say that. You contemplate upon the meaning of those words. You focus attention of the mind on the meaning of those words as the sakshi chaitanyam. Even then, what now? This is shabda anuvidha. Where is attention? Attention is placed on what? Consciousness. Which consciousness? Which is, that is the meaning of the words. What now? Shabda anuvidha chaitanya upasana. Okay now? What's now? Your samadhi, shabda anuvidha savikalpa samadhi. Is it clear now? But even now, first you see that shabda anuvidha savikalpa samadhi. Even then, you slowly take the word sakshi, place aham. Then you can say, how I the self am the consciousness. Now, you say that. Now you know the meaning. I the self am the consciousness. You know that consciousness which is free from, which is untouched by anything, which is pure consciousness, which is pure existence, which is limitlessness, which is self-effulgent, which is the nature of self-effulgence, which is secondless reality. You just dwell, I am. But when you start this, there is still savikalpa only. Why? Because there's a this, to have the thought, I am this, I am the body maintenance complex is dropped. I am the, isn't it? I am a human being, I am limited as is dropped. Of course, it's all relative reality. Now you are thinking about absolute reality, isn't it? I am consciousness. That's a vritti. When you're thinking, no, there's a deliberately will, you're initiating the thought. So the will is involved. There is ahankara is very active. Still there is what now? Triputi Bheda is there. I am the meditator. I'm meditating upon this fact that I am aham brahmasmi, aham consciousness. Understand? Therefore there's a Bheda is there. Then, but still, initially, you don't simply prattle. You really mean everything is Brahman. Every object is consciousness. That's a different thing. I am. I is consciousness, so I am consciousness. Am, is, are, everything, just the grammatically difference is the only grammar. Actually speaking, everything is consciousness, isn't it? I am consciousness. then when you really you do it, then bheda is there initially. You are meditating, mind is focused, my attention of the mind is focused on pure consciousness, which is Satchidanandam, Brahma, not anything else, isn't it? Then you don't even leave us in the Namarupa, just conscious and focusing. Initially you do that, then slowly what happens, because of your interest. We'll read the next verse first. Last, the 26th verse says, I'm sorry, Kritchi, it's too much, isn't it? Okay. Last, we'll stop here. Swanubhutirasaveshad.
Tirasaveshat
drishya shabdavupekshato shabdavupekshato nirvikalpa samadhisyat pasamadhisyat nivatasthita deepavat tasthita deepavat. I'll stop here. I won't do it because savikalpa samadhi, at least antra savikalpa samadhi, I finished. Okay, I can say that. I can say that. So now, swanubhuti rasa, rasa veshad. No? Swanubhuti rasaha means, swanubhuti rasaha means, what are the taste? Rasaha means taste, interest, inclination. Swanubhuti. Swanubhuti means what now? Dwelling upon one's own self as consciousness. Swanubhuti. Isn't it? Swanubhuti, experience, you know, the self. See, focusing attention on awareness as the very self, swanubhuti rasa, rasa aveshat, is it because of rasa, what happens? Rasa aveshat, rasa having that interest, because of that, what happened now? Drishya shabdav upekshatu. Now you have left what now? You have left the thoughts, you have left the now words also. You have left the words of Shastram, you have left the thoughts also. You used initially word, thoughts, objects, then you used what now? The meaning, you used the words also. Now you left the words, you have left the shabdas, you have left the shastras words, you have left the vrittis or thoughts also. Now pure consciousness. It's called what now? Swanubhuti, swanubhutihi, isn't it? Now focusing on attention on one's own self as awareness, swarupam as awareness, then that, there is rasaha, there is interest, there is taste, there is inclination, rasa veshat. Then what happened now? This extra I have to tell you. I told you already, the subconscious has the capacity to take over what the mind leaves, isn't it? The subconscious takes over, then the same vrittis, it's called sukshma anuvrittihi, will be there. There will be continuity of the flow of same thoughts. How is it possible? Because of inclination, because of interest, mind takes the possession of the subconscious, mind takes the possession of the vritti, the swarupam, isn't it? How does it take over? Because of the inclination, interest. Because it's already deliberately, will was used, ahankara is there, active, therefore there's bheda is there, isn't it? Triputi bheda is there. Then slowly, when you dwell upon initially, then subconscious takes over. Then there'll be sukshma anuvritti, continuity of the same flow of thoughts. Then what happens? That continuity of same flow of thoughts does not require will or ahankara. Nothing is there. Ahankara will be resolved in the long run. Like in sleep, but not the sleep. Okay? Like in sleep, ahankara will resolve, and then everything will resolve. Therefore, there will be, but only different sleep and this is, in sleep there is a ignorant vritti. Ignorance is the vritti there, and here akhandakara vritti, and this will go, and slowly, that is called, now you are, attention of the mind remains absorbed in your swarupam, the pure consciousness. You see, the jagat will be only if you pay attention. Take away the attention to yourself, jagat will be not there. If you don't pay attention, where is the jagat? Amazing, isn't it? It's called antara nirvikalpa samadhi. Okay. Then there won't be triputi bheda is not there. And then this will bless you with the ascertained vision. And when a vision is ascertained, then you get back, you know, then you can say what? You will not lose it. It's not lost. Why? What you have owned up. You have owned up. Understand now? You had it. You were not owning up. Now you are owning it. Aham Brahma Asmi. Have you gained it? No. Have you attained it? No. Did you have it? You had it. Did you know about it? No. Now you know? Yes. So how? Because I own it. Okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Just 9 o'clock. And thank you very much for being able to sit through 3 hours. Such a big thing. Goes about? No? Because I repeated a lot today purposely, because at least you will not miss it. Even now, the last verse I haven't done completely. I mean, I've done it, but I mean, I didn't go word by word. I have no time, because I don't want to keep anymore. Because at least you know what it is, isn't it? What is the difference in this savikalpa, nirvikalpa? In nirvikalpa, you have left words, the words are given up, the vrittis, anamrupas are given up, the attention is focused only on consciousness, and there, because of the vritti, only subconscious takes over. Till then what? Triputi bheda is there. What you start initially, to sit and meditate, there triputi bheda is there. When that, because of your interest, because of commitment, because of your shraddha, no, that then the interest, subconscious takes over, then triputi bheda goes. Then ahankara resolves, just the vrittis alone will be on. That will bless you with the ascertained vision of aham chaita brahma asmi. Then you are free. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavatishyate.